Good Monday morning, everybody. Welcome on in to today's FreightWaves Now Community Spotlight. I'm Kaylee Nix, and it's Monday, so we get to check in with Grace Sharkey, one of our hosts and writers of The Stockout. Grace, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you. Happy Monday. And guess what? It's my birthday, Kaylee.
Happy birthday. I hope you get all of the presents, all of the cake, all of the great things.
And all the eclipse, you know, it's the best day of the year. And so thank you everyone for celebrating this wonderful day with me.
Some astrology girly out there is freaking out because your eclipse, the eclipse is happening on your birthday and it all lines up. It all lines up.
Yeah, I don't know what that means for the rest of the year, but hopefully it's good news. We'll see.
Hey, hopefully it's wealth and hopefully it's a little bit of health too.
I'll take that for sure.
There we go. And I did that intentionally, right? Because we're talking about health today, specifically gut health, but not the way that you might think about it, because we've got a really interesting offering coming out of Nestle, which is now offering a service that will analyze the gut health of your pet. Cats and dogs apparently now need to have special supplements and nutrition. And Nestle's out here saying, hey, we have the solution for you. Talk to us a little bit about it.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting offering, you could say, to say the least. And I think it's clearly a trend that we're seeing across a number of CPG companies out there looking to, get some money out of everyone being obsessed with their animal's lifestyle. I mean, we saw this take off during COVID. Of course, a number of people had went and purchased or adopted animals during that time. Actually, I have a twin sister. Happy birthday to you as well today, who said during that time period from like 20 to end of 22, just the huge increase in the number of patients that they're seeing. And on top of that, you know, people are concerned about the overall health and nutrition of those animals. We're seeing across the board huge investments in looking into more of like frozen dried pet foods, raw dog food. That's a huge trend right now. Natural food, even high-end products like frozen yogurts for dogs and things of that nature. So now we're seeing Nestle itself coming out with its Petivity microbiome analysis kit that, of course, will offer an opportunity for you to get deeper insight into your animal's health. And what will come back, of course, is supplement recommendations and food recommendations for what exactly those pets should be taking because of that. So it's a very interesting offering. One would think maybe go to the vet, but I will say that unless you have pet insurance, which is also a growing field in itself, it's going to probably cost you more to get some type of pet scan or analysis in regards to this. So yeah, we're going to see the pet supplement market hit about $1.05 billion by 2027. And we're already seeing, for example, like CBD for dogs, especially older dogs with arthritis being used. That market's grown 1,000% over the last 10 years. So yeah, I think this is just showcasing a step in a pet direction when it comes to consumer spending as well.
So I think that this is fascinating, and there are so many different avenues that we can talk about this from, right? Whether that's a changing, I guess, sentiment where people are not having kids, but they're focusing on their pets more. And so we're seeing now this millennial and younger generation now really investing in pets and their wellness instead of having kids and their wellness. We can talk about this from, is this a cash grab by Nestle? We can talk about this as in, is this an opportunity by Nestle to try and corner some of the market that companies like the Farmer's Dog or Fresh Pet have started to take over as well? So many different facets to pick apart. But I guess overall, what are some of the implications on this from a CPG standpoint? Obviously, we know that Nestle produces a ton of dog food in the space as it is. Do we think that they're looking at maybe changing some of their practices to, I guess, capitalize on some of these fresher trends, looking at maybe building out not just a marketplace and a testing kit for the dog's gut microbiome, but then also offering their own proprietary supplements and giving you recommendations, maybe even discounts if you buy their products?
Guaranteed that, especially that last aspect, right? A big part of this is getting data on the animals of their consumers as well, right? So that they can, of course, I'm sure tailor ads and discounts and coupons and different initiatives like that towards the right consumers. I mean, it's a really great approach if you're looking to increase your supplement sales to go ahead and offer something like this, because you're going to know right away what those animals need. You're going to see more tailored recommendations come from whatever research comes back from those gut health checks. And I think, again, to probably do something like this with your actual vets, it would be pretty costly out of pocket. But this one, I think, is going to be, I would assume, cheaper, easier to consume or to purchase, because they know the real money they're going to make off of this, right, is the supplement aspect, the healthier foods, the more natural ingredients, things of that nature. I will say, always check with your veterinarians if you're looking to change your animals' eating habits, because a lot of times you can see reactions from it. So I just want to put that out there. My twin sister would hate me if I didn't. But I will say, I think this is a really smart idea, especially if they're looking to grow their supplement offering with this as well.
So we know that Purina, which is one of Nestle's brands, has been in the news recently and for some anecdotal things where dogs are maybe getting sick, or there's been some not so good news about this. How much of this understanding or this offering of the gut health is an attempt to maybe kind of remedy some of those negative things that we've been seeing about that from a science standpoint, not just from like a PR standpoint?
That's a really good point. I mean, I think it's definitely, they're going to have the science to back up whatever they're offering, or in this case, right, offering to you or showcasing to you through their advertisements as well. So I think that is the nice thing. They're adding that science aspect to it. So you're not just like, okay, is this just like a cash grab from me? No, I think this is going to allow them to create a more like holistic type of pet offering to consumers as well. It sounds like it's very scientific. It's got good research behind it, all of that. I think this is kind of our Nestle's way of saying, listen, we see these trends. We understand this market is growing. We definitely want to hop on that market as well. But we also understand the pushback that we're seeing from competitors too. So let's make sure that we are educating our consumers and of course the cute global pets that they have as well, before we are, especially like I said, offer any type of food advice or anything that's going to change their daily habits. Because as we all know, like even if my pet, if I switch from one food to the other, sometimes there's that adjustment period. So if you're looking to change the lifestyle of your pet, just like you would as a human, it's something you're going to want some medical advice behind as well.
Grace, obviously gut health is all the rage right now, both from a human perspective and now a pet perspective. Do you think that we see some people trying to hack the system and sending their own samples in and, you know, maybe getting a cheaper gut health analysis for themselves instead of paying hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars for a holistic nutritionist to do it?
I didn't think about that, but like, what an excellent idea. I mean, you could trick the system, right? That'd be kind of funny to see what comes back. But they immediately go to like raw dog food or something of that nature. But, you know, hey, I'll to you again, I would probably suggest that you're talking to your doctor, your veterinarians as you're doing this. But I think it's a cool offering. And, you know, you can do this like more with your pet's lineage, right? Like find out what your pet's background is. I've seen people spend money on things like that. So I think this will just be another really interesting offering that people will probably see TikToks about this, right? Like,
yeah.
Hey, look at my cat's gut health. And I'm sure that'll start trending, and we'll all have to see what our cute babies, what's going on in their intestines, I guess.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on social media for when the trend eventually truly hits. Grace, let's talk a little bit about what's coming up today on The Stock Out.
Yeah, so we're going to be diving into this and a lot of the other pet trends that we're seeing across the CPG space as well. We also are going to have a wonderful guest from Daily Harvest, and we're going to be talking, of course, about how they are moving their supply chains too. We always like to try to get shippers on the show. It gives us a good idea of exactly what's happening behind the scenes and what we're really needing to fix, especially in something like Daily Harvest, where, you know, we're sending directly to consumer a lot of fresh goods as well. So go ahead and check out that episode and make sure that you join our Stockout newsletter and community as well. That comes out on Thursdays. And with that will come a special discount link for you and our June event coming up in Atlanta. So yeah, go check that out on freightwaves.com.
There you go. Future supply chain will be here before we know it. So make sure that you get those deals. Grace, thanks for being here this morning. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Kaylee.